Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, what's wrong with the phone?
Everybody's
asleep.
Huh?
Hello?
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 Yeah, this is Brian from Day 26.
Brian, how's it going, man?
Pretty good. Basically, it's just a visual side of Forever in a Day. Basically, it actually started off as us just shooting a bunch of viral videos, you know, to kind of stay relevant between, the singles and things like that, to stay relevant on the internet. But, you know, we all were sitting down and, you know, we all came over with the concept of, like, actually, you know, re-releasing the album, but like re-releasing it in a visual way, and not just music. So we shot, I think like 7 new videos to 7 of the songs that are on Forever in the Day, and you know, we took it to the label. They thought it was a great idea, and they were cool with it, and hence, you know, Forever in Your Eyes.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. How involved was Diddy with this album as opposed to your other album?
The first album, Diddy pretty much, he kind of like, you know, drove that vehicle. Of course, you know, we were new, not a lot of experience. Well, some of us had experience, but, you know, in Diddy's eyes, none of us had, like, you know, experience. So I think he played the safe role, and he kind of just pretty much, you know, guided that machine. But this time around, you know, he kind of allowed us to do what, you know, or what we felt like Day 26 was. You know, he let it, you know, we did like maybe like I think like 95% of the writing. We also did some co-producing, and you know, of course, you know, he was busy away, you know, doing the Last Train to Paris with Dirty Money, so that kind of kept him occupied too and kept him out of our hairs. And I mean, this album is pretty much who Day 26 is.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about, what do you think about the Day 26, the Danity Kane breakup? What do you think about that? And Brian, if you give us a scoop, man, what really happened, man? What really happened, man? Let us know what happened, man. What happened?
You know what?
I'll say this,
you know, it's real unfortunate, you know, what happened, you know, with the ladies of Danity Kane. I mean, they were 5 extremely talented ladies. Like, I mean, I can honestly say, like, each and every individual in the group could definitely hold their own.
Right.
You know, it's unfortunate, you know, it happened the way it did. And honestly, I think where it went wrong was, you know, communicating, you know. When you're in a group, I mean, you're not only, you know, a singing group, you know what I'm saying, you're also a business. And
right.
I think that, you know, that kind of, the you know, where it messed up at was the lines of communication. I think, you know, when you have great lines of communication in any situation, you know, I think it makes things a whole lot better. But once you lose that, you know, people are like, hey, you know, like, what's going on? So, I mean, I honestly think, you know, that's, you know, that was like, the, you know, the major thing. And, I mean, that played a major part in the breakup of Danity Kane.
Now, that's another question I need to ask. I mean, we all know you from when you had your little altercation with, what is her name? Boomcat. I'm going to get the suit.
Lorianne.
Well, we got called a Boomcat. You know.
Boomcat.
I remember. Boomcat, that's right. Boomcat. How's things with you guys? Now, I'm pretty sure you guys have made up with that, you know, but you made a big concert that was like all over, wow, you know, but how's things with you and, Lorianne right now?
Oh man, things are great with me and Lorianne. Man, you know, we had our differences, you know, I mean, we had our little, whatever it is, it happened, we got over it, and we were, you know, able to move on and have a great, you know, friendship as well as a, you know, working relationship. I mean, Lorianne is extremely talented, and she's extremely dope at what she does. She's one of the best in the industry. So losing her would be a huge a huge loss, you know, for day 26. I mean, not only is she talented, you know, but you know, she was pretty much there from the beginning, you know, and, you know, picking the group and, you know, going on the road and, you know, picking the guys, you know, for season one and making the band for. So, I mean, Lorianne, she and I had, you know, a little spat, you know. We get over
right.
it, though. You know, I love Lorianne. She's like a big sister.
That's right. Yeah. She's a beautiful person. I had the opportunity to meet her at BET. And, Brian, a lot of people don't know is that me and you are second cousins. And so, you know, so I had to put
people
didn't know that. Yeah. People didn't know that me and you are second cousins, man. And I had to put it out there, man. Miss Nubian, you have a question for Brian?
Yes, I'm just
I'm okay. I wanted to ask, you know, I know you say you're busy, you know, you're working now. So what do you do in your leisure time when you, you know, not doing all that touring and stuff? What do you like to do?
Honestly, I'm always working because, you know, I have my own record company. Like I said, I'm in Houston right now, and I'm actually getting ready to hit the road with my hip-hop group, Cash and Associates. They're actually doing like a little four-more run in Texas. So for the next 5 days, I'll be on the road with them. And, yeah. Just work.
That's good. Do that interfere with day 26?
No, not at all. Actually, the guys actually work within my company or either get a share of my company, because I feel like, you know, if it weren't for day 26, you know, none of the doors that's opening right now for me, it wouldn't be possible. So, I mean, it's only right in my eyes and in my heart to, you know, either, you know, share the love or even, you know, get the guys involved in what I'm doing.
And the single, I'ma Put It On You.
Hey.
Where did that come from?
I'll put it on you, girl. You know where it came from. Don't act like that. You know where it came from.
Well, yeah, I know what I'm thinking.
I'm going to coffee one day and I'm you know where it came from.
Yeah, sounds good.
I mean, not unless you want me to, like, actually go in, because I will go in and
okay.
explain. No, I'm just
That's
playing.
That's fine. I see you guys will be coming to Atlanta, Georgia, October the 10th.
Yes,
okay.
And I'm really excited about Atlanta. I used to live in Atlanta, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm like an hour away from Atlanta, so I'm going to try my best to get there.
Where you at? Columbus?
Well, I'm an hour away, me driving, on I-20. I'm near Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, Augusta, Georgia. Okay. That's what's up.
Right by Willacoochee,
okay.
Georgia.
Willacoochee, Georgia.
Willacoochee, yeah,
crazy.
Definitely country.
Sounds crazy,
bro. Okay, if I could ask this question, outside of music, what other aspirations do you have?
I mean, I definitely would love to venture off into acting. Actually, I got a couple of movie roles that I'm reading over now. So you know, hopefully, you know, real soon, y'all will see the boy on the silver screen, on the big screen. But yeah, I mean, acting, you know, being a CEO. I'm actually working on a non-profit organization right now with a couple of the Houston rappers, like myself, Paul Wall, Slim Thug, and Trey the Truth. We're trying to get back to the community as far as like the inner city kids, and we're getting ready to start our own football league for, like, you know, the kids that are like less fortunate. We're actually getting ready to invest in opening our inner city YMCA. Things like that. So, you know, just getting back, you know, to the community, because, like, you know, we all, like, kind of, you know, had a rough time growing up, and, you know, we definitely want to try to make things easier for the younger generation.
Mhm. Yeah, that's always a great thing to do, is to give back, you know, to the community.
Definitely.
Mr. Lee, another question for Brian.
I want to know.
Yes, I'll marry you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so. I'm going to hold you to that. I'll be in Atlanta August October the 10th. So definitely.
I'm looking for you, baby. I'm looking for you.
Let me know and I'll perform the ceremony. Go ahead, Miss Nubian.
Just wear red because red is my favorite color.
What? I got some red heels. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah,
I definitely got some red heels. And I also
got some lingerie to go along with that?
What? Are you for real? I do. Definitely. I do. Yes. I want to ask you. I'm only 4'11". Is that okay?
Yeah, girl, I'm only pushing 5'6".
Oh, what? Yes, definitely.
Yeah, girl, our kids wouldn't have a chance in the world to be no basketball players, but hey, girl, we
I want to ask you seriously. I want to ask you, what is the one thing that you take out of your time every day to do, no matter what you're doing? It's something that this you have to do every day. What is it?
I definitely take time to talk to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because, if it weren't for him, I wouldn't be able to, be sitting on the phone talking to you and, doing what I love to do the most, which is, my music and touch people, through the music. So, I definitely understand and know where my blessings come from. So I definitely take the time out to talk to him and just let him know, thank you, because he didn't have to do it, but he did it. Thank you, Jesus.
I feel you on that, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
That's absolutely right. Brian, man, whether you're on stage or whether you're in the studio, what type of message do you want your fans or your listeners to get out of your music?
I definitely don't want them to go out and make no babies, listening to Baby Maker, but... No, honestly, I just, really, it's not like not really a message, but I really want, the fans out there to really, when they listen to Day 26, like, wow, these guys are really putting that, they're all into it, because, I mean, we really do, and, like, it's kind of sad that, like, the people don't really get to see, like, what goes into making a song, and how many hours go into it, how many sleepless nights, like early mornings and long nights that, that go on, and, just putting it to one song, so, like, and I think it's a shame that a lot of people are out there, like, download music and so on and so forth. So I think, if people really knew what was put into one song, I think they would, like, really appreciate it a whole lot more. And I think the downloading would really stop. So, hopefully, they can hear that we're putting our all into it. And, you know what? I should stop downloading, see? And that's what I hope they do.
Yeah, we need to stop that, so we, that you guys, get what you deserve from, selling your music. Of course, I know the industry is tough right now,
Hello? Hello? Hello?
I don't know what happened to Timothy.
Oh,
are you still there, Brian?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I don't know what happened to him. He always, like, clicks off, but that gives me
a
chance.
He must have a bootleg phone or something.
He must do. I have
no
idea.
Anyway, so it's me and you alone.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So,
definitely. I want to know, what is the last book that you read? What is the last book that you read?
I'm actually reading the Twilight series right now. I'm at the end of New Moon. So,
Miss Vivian?
At the end of New Moon. So, yeah, that's the book that I've been reading. Every once in a while, not every once in a while. Like, I try to pick up the Bible and read it, every once in a while, when I need some straightening up, whenever I'm kind of veering right, I need to go,
Yeah. I want to know, why are you known as the one with the temper?
You know what? I'm so, I don't know. And I guess it's the way I was portrayed on MTV.
Mm-hmm.
And for a minute, I was so upset about that. And I was just like, I hated that, But
and I'm listening to you, and I'm like, I don't, I'm really good with people because my major is psychology, and I'm listening to you, and I'm like,
I'm trying to pull that
temper out of there. So I'm like, okay, they say you're known for the temper, and I can't feel it.
I'm definitely not the one with the temper, but I can tell you this. See, MTV, like, I even asked MTV, why they you know, why they, you know, portray me as that, and, you know, why was that the only thing that they were showing me? But, like, so like, before we started filming the last season, they actually sat me down and they, you know, showed me some, you know, some beef footage of me just kind of there. And honestly, I was real quiet, and I was always to myself. I mean, I've always been that way since I was, like, a young boy. So it was like they were, like, almost forced to make me that way. If not, then it'd be, you know, boring Brian, you know, and they didn't want that. So they pretty much made me the angry black man on the show. And I'm cool with that.
Miss Nillian?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, I'm sure. Cousin Brian, man, that missing me, that is so true, man. Brian has been like that since a young little boy, and I remember because we growing up together, he has been like that. He's the coolest dude you want to meet. This is why he's one of my favorite cousins right now, man.
I can tell you about how you steal my toys and stuff, though. He's poking my head.
You can't do that on live here, man. You can't do that on live here, man. You can't do that.
Yes, you can. You can do whatever you want, so.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks.
But I am, man. Of course, I'm getting some messages in the chat room asking you're single. Of course, and he's supposed to say yeah, but ladies and gentlemen, Miss Nubian just swept him off his feet, so you know he's not available anymore. And I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'll be in Atlanta on October the 10th, ladies, with the red.
Okay, that's the wedding. That's the wedding date. That's the way.
In the lingerie. In the lingerie.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm 4'11", but they come all the way up to my mid thigh. Yeah.
Hey, girl, you better stop.
Yeah.
And Miss Snoopy, is that the wedding date, October 10th? Is that the wedding date you guys gonna get married?
Yeah, right.
Now, man, who you want to get hurt, man.
Our fans really love us, man. They don't mess around and get her hurt.
Nah, y'all, just to set it right, you definitely don't want to bother Miss Nubian. And I'm 4'11", but don't let that fool you. But, no, Brian is, I mean, hey, he's sexy as ever, but ladies, hey, go for it.
I was getting ready to call Creflo Dollin on the perform the wet, and don't mess things up now. It's too late. You are...
Bishop Magic Don Juan's going to be the pastor. It's already confirmed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that has to last a long time.
Yeah, Wayne is my best man.
Wow. Little Wayne, don't you know what, Brian? Lil Wayne's the worst person being up right now. He's doing his thing right now, but, you know, shout out to Lil Wayne. We're not going to do that. We love Lil Wayne over here.
I heard Lil Wayne actually treat women very, very well. That's what I heard. Forget when he's on stage, he's a gentleman.
You know what? A lot of people don't know this. That dude is very, very, very humble. You know.
Yeah.
With all his success and you know everything that's going on with him right now, you know he's everywhere, and like for him to handle things the way he's handling them. Like I take my hat off to him, man. This dude is like, he still remains humble, you know. I mean, he's extremely, extremely blessed. I mean, but you know, Weezy is definitely doing his thing. So big ups to Weezy.
Just big ups to Lil Wayne, of course. He's a friend to the show, and you know, I actually did the media. Brian did the media for when they came to New Jersey, and you know, that's when Drake fell off the stage. And he's like 19 and can't stand up, you know. And I mean. And this is the thing. They took him. Four guys took him backstage, and he collapsed, and they collapsed with him. I'm like, he should have went back there by himself.
He's silly, man. But shout out to Drake too, man. I'm really awaiting his album. But, man, you trying to get me in trouble, man?
No.
All right.
but this show is not about Drake and Wayne. This show is about Brian of Day 26, the man of the hour. Brian, so what else can you tell that you got going on, my man, besides the huge deal that the $20 million that you signed with Sony? What other deals you got going on?
I wish the $20 million deal was Sony. just my label, Ambassador Way Entertainment. I'm definitely trying to get that off the ground right now. I got a couple offers on the table right now. Not trying to rush, just trying to make, you know, the right decision as far as distribution is concerned. And just work. You know, day 26, we had a new single out right now by the name of So Good. The video's available right now. I think we're actually going to walk it on the 106 and Park real soon, so y'all definitely keep watching 106 and Park, you know, to see your boys on there premiering the video. And
that's
also, you know, just you know, a lot more to come from day 26. A whole lot more to come from day 26.
Now you say you have your own record label. Now Miss Nubian has been asking me, you know, she's trying to shop her music around. You know, she's trying to, because you know, Miss Nubian can sing. Now, you know, I didn't say sing, she can sing.
Oh, yeah.
And so she's been trying to shop her music around. She's been talking to L.A. Reid and, you know, and Clive, you know. So I don't know, man. Miss Nubian, maybe this is your chance to sign with Brian's label, you know, since you know.
You know what, Timothy? I'm going to tell you like this, Brian, just like y'all cousin and stuff like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put that in the same bag.
Check
it out. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Check it out.
Yeah.
Y'all look so stupid, man.
I want to ask you about Barack Obama. And you know, he's the first black president.
Obama.
What did you actually think about that? Did you actually think that would even happen, though? We have a black president.
You know what? I prayed for it. And I know I woke up early one morning just to go and vote. And you know, the night of, you know, of the election, I instead of going out and partying like everybody else did, I went and sat with my grandma. She's my grandma is 94 years old.
Okay.
And yeah, like you know, I wanted to kind of sit there, you know, with her and kind of experience that with her, because like
right.
My grandma, she's seen a whole lot and experienced a whole lot, you know, from Lincoln to you know now. So I mean, you know, you can just imagine everything that she saw, and like for my grandma to be 94 years old and actually witness a black president, like it was, you know, amazing to me. So like, I mean, you know, I sat there and I was all teary eyed and crying, and she was like, "What was you there for?" I was like, you know, Brandy, you know, you've been through a whole lot, you know. She just sitting there, but boy, I'm all right, you know. So for me to be my age, I ain't gonna tell you how old I am, but for me to be my age, and to sit here with this 94-year-old woman who went through so much, if I had to see that and she was cool, and I'm sitting here whimpering like a little baby, I mean, it was a good feeling, man. So I'm very proud of Barack. He's definitely doing his thing, you know, especially, you know, in the day and age where things aren't, like, you know, exactly great, you know what I'm saying? But he's definitely stepping up to the plate and doing what he has to do as a president, as a leader, and definitely trying to make changes, and he's making changes slowly but surely. So
Right.
I'm glad I cast my vote for him. I'm glad
that's
he got
right.
my vote.
That's right. Now, Brian, I know how old you are. I remember when you was born, so you're not fooling me, man. I know how old you are, man.
Yeah, we ain't going to disclose that to the, you know.
When you talk to Grandma, tell her I love her, man. Tell her I said hello and tell her I love her, man.
I definitely will.
Ms. Nubian, you know your question for Brian? Another question for Brian?
No, I just again.
I wear size 12, girl.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. I'm writing all this down, I hope you know. But just basically just commending you on all your success and, you know, your humbleness and just being obedient and stopping. You answered that question correctly. I asked that for a reason, because I think everybody should, you know, at least stop and just give that thanks. You know, no matter where you are, stop and do that every day. And I just want to commend
yes,
you.
Yeah. Nothing is possible without them.
Oh, that's right.
Brian, if I could ask you this question. Everybody's surprised to see Whitney Houston back in the game. What do you actually think about her return?
You know what? I'm really excited, man, because, you know, I'm not real big on, you know, talking about people or talking about people behind their back or they're just bringing
No, I mean the force of returning of her music. I'm not saying anything about Whitney because I love Whitney myself.
No, I'm getting there. Trust me.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, through all of that, like Whitney, you know, she's still beautiful. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
she still has a beautiful voice. She is, you know, the original Beyonce. She's the original Carrie Hilson. She is, you know, the original. You know, so like, for her to go through everything she's gone through, and still be here, still putting out great music. You know, mm-hmm. I'm really excited about it. She's doing her thing, and I'm a huge supporter of Whitney Houston.
Okay. Brian, I had Freddie P on not long ago from the band. I had him on not long ago. What's up with Puff? How's Puff doing?
He's doing good. Actually, Puff has an album coming out, Last Train to Paris with Dirty Money, in September. So y'all be sure to get a copy of that once they drop. Puff's doing his thing. Boss Man's definitely
going to stay. Okay. Quince, Brian, I'm not going to keep you no longer, man. You know, I know you're busy, man. We're both busy.
Nah, man, you're good, man. I'm sitting up here. I'm in the process of moving, man. So I'm sitting up here buying boxes and tape, man. You good.
Okay. Because we don't get to see each other that much, man. You know, not even, you know.
Yeah,
we
can't poke it on, man. You don't get to see each other that much.
You know, you got my number. You don't even call. I'm like, man, what's wrong with this man? You know,
nah, man, you change your number like you change your drawers, man.
Uh oh. My goodness. Brian, you got the label, of course, man. We should do some music together, man. We should do some music together. We should record a single together, man. Because I know it'll be a Grammy nomination. Maybe even win the Grammy for the single, man.
And you never know, man. You never, never, ever, ever know.
Because you know, anything I touch turns to gold.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to say happy birthday for one because guys are what, August 26th.
2007? Yes.
That's right.
Today was our birthday.
Hey.
Yeah, we getting old now, y'all.
When is your real birthday?
February 17th. I'm Aquarius.
Wow. Yeah, Ms. Newby, you know about the Aquarius, is Ms. Newby.
Oh, yeah. Mine's September the 30th, so.
Hold on.
Oh.
The 30th. Hold on. That means you are
a lovely Libra.
Yeah, I was about to say that. You know what? Oh, and you know what's crazy? Is they say, I'm not just saying this because you're on the phone. Honestly, they say that my perfect match is a Libra. But every Libra, like almost every girl I've dated, and it's not that I look for them. It's just like every girl that I've dated has been a Libra, but they always end up doing me wrong.
I don't know. Maybe you ran up on the wrong Libra. So
I'm not
in the business for treating people wrong. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what they all say.
You're right. That's what they all say. But this is what Ms. Libra is saying. Okay.
Okay.
But anywho, happy birthday on your success, the group. Tell everybody, Ms. Nubian, say hi. Yeah.
I definitely will. Ms. Nubian.
Yes, Ms. Nubian, yes. Because I know the last time that I was on with Timothy, he had me on to talk with you guys. I had a chance to talk to, I think, Will and Mike, if I'm not mistaken, because Mike is, like, from South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I actually live in South Carolina, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you just said you lived in Augusta, Georgia.
No. I am. No.
Uh-huh.
I work in Augusta,
uh-huh.
Georgia, but I live in South Carolina. I'm just telling all my friends.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
No,
yeah.
Brian. Brian.
I'm just playing. Yeah.
Brian.
No,
Brian. She's moving. She's gonna buy a huge house in Alpharetta, Georgia, for like $2.5 million. So, you know, she's getting ready to move pretty soon. So, you know.
Are you serious? Brian. Listen, I am too country to move to Atlanta. I'm very low keyed and. You know, that's just me. Seriously, Atlanta is a little bit too fast for me, so I'm gonna stay where I am.
But I mean, I'm from the country. I'm from Houston, Texas. I'm a country boy from my heart. I ride horses and everything.
Really?
I mean, yeah. What's going on in your background? Is there somebody screaming in the background?
Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I have another question for you, man. I don't even know what to ask, man. How's the family doing, man? How's cousin Malik doing? How's everybody doing?
You know, know, Malik went to jail, but, you know, everybody else is just, you know. I mean, everybody's good. You know, we've just been, just, you know, just working, you know, and living life and trying to beat this heat down here in Houston. And, yeah, about it.
Now, you know, I've been, actually, day 26. Ah. DS Boys manager have been invited me to come down there, man, to see, you know, to see everybody. You know, they live down there, man. And
I'm
come down there,
right?
But, huh?
The DS Boys, those are my dudes.
Yeah. See, man, you know, I'm cool with them, man. I'm cool, very cool. I got everybody's number, man. So I talk to them on a regular basis. Shout out to the DS Boys as well.
Yes, sir.
Brian, anything else you want to put out there? About your ex girlfriend that threw beer cans at you. What else you wanna put out there, man?
She shout out to my ex girlfriend. She's kinda crazy. She took my beer cans, you know, beer that I bought, and threw them at me. So Sugar Shane, you owe me.
Brian, who do you look forward to working with in the near future on your music? Who do you look forward to working with?
Weezy, of course. Drake. Just anybody that's doing good music, man. I would definitely love working with anybody that's doing good music, real music, music that's you know, definitely making your soul feel good. So. Yeah.
I'm gonna try to meet up with come see you one day, man. It's been so long, man. I look so different, man. You probably wouldn't even recognize me, man. It's been so long.
I probably wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Did you cut your hair?
Huh? No, I still got the braids like you, man. I still got the braids.
Oh,
like
okay,
you,
okay. You know what I'm saying? You know, somebody told me, you know, I'm saying that you would cut your hair, and I was like, oh no! But he that was like, no. You know, they cut his hair, and I was mad.
No, I still got the hair now. I'm trying to go a little longer, man. I'm trying, I had one from Dreads, and I got the braids. So, you know, I'm trying to switch up, you know, trying to look different, you know what I mean?
I got you. You know what I'm saying? You know what, though? There's some stuff that make your hair grow, like real fast, though.
No, I just keep cutting
my hair. I just keep cutting mine, like, that's what my blood is not growing, but I just keep cutting it because I don't like real, real long hair.
No, I'm not going to let it go too long, you know, because, you know, we have Indian in our family, so, you know, it goes so long.
It just grow like that, you know, and you know, it's just hard for, you know, to keep it managed, so that's why I keep cutting. Yeah. See? It's all going Indian in our blood, man. Dang.
Yeah, that's the trick, man. I think that's where the angerness came from that we saw on MTV.
Our people just being so and what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Never mind.
Help him out, Miss Newman.
Where are you looking for? You guys hear this rain? It is raining really bad here in Georgia.
Hold on now. You said Georgia first. Then you said South Carolina. Now you're back in Georgia. Do you follow
I work in Georgia, but I live in South Carolina. It's like a 10-minute difference, seriously.
What?
Yeah, ask Mike about it. He knows.
Hold on. What, you say Mike is up? Huh? Is that what it is? You see a mic? Huh?
Oh, man, you need to be in movies, man. You definitely need to do a movie. I think I hear a little Ike Turner coming out of you. Yeah.
I'm just trying to get anime?
Yeah.
Eat this cupcake.
Look, I don't want the cake, Ike. I don't want the cake.
Eat the cupcake, bro.
I don't want the cake, Ike.
I didn't say cake. I said cupcake.
I don't want the cupcake, Ike.
Come on.
But no, seriously.
Anime? Eat oatmeal cookie. Eat oatmeal cookie. Eat it. Eat the oatmeal cookie now, Tina.
I don't like oatmeal. I can
allergic
to it.
I don't care. Eat it. You're going to eat it. Man, let me stop, man.
If you if I could ask you, everybody else is coming out with a reality show. Is it possible you're gonna be coming out with your own reality show?
You know what? Whatever the good Lord, you know, blesses me with, then, you know what I'm saying, I would definitely do it, you know, if the opportunity came about. But, you know, I mean, there's definitely, you know, no other, you know, solo ambition for myself. You know, it's definitely day 26. You know, that's my main focus right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you never know what the good Lord has in store, so.
That's right. Now, my Brian, I want you to hear this. Miss Nuke, I have a question for you. Now, I know everybody's coming out with about Michael Jackson, the biological father supposed to be coming out. Now, I'm hearing that you are supposed to be Blanket's biological godmother.
The biological godmother.
I'm the biological godmother. Oh, boy, that's a new one. I may be that. I never heard of that. I may be that. I don't know.
Go ahead. Nah, I mean, just touching on the Michael Jackson thing, like, I was, like, real hurt, you know, about the whole situation. And honestly, I think it's a shame that, like, people are, like, you know, still going at it and saying this and saying that, man. Just let the man rest in peace. I actually got a Michael Jackson tattoo on my forearm. You know, a lot of people don't know, you know. I pretty much kept it from the media because, like, I didn't want, like, the whole, you know, whole world, like, oh, here he goes, jumping on the bandwagon with everybody else. But honestly, the day after Michael passed, I actually got the tattoo on my forearm. Michael meant a whole lot to me. He definitely was a huge inspiration to me. He definitely inspired me to do what I do. And honestly, if there was Michael, there wouldn't be a Usher or Chris Brown or Day 26, you know, for that matter. So, you know, let's just let the man rest in peace, man, and you know, leave his family alone. And, you know, they're not even allowing his family to, you know, to mourn or grieve because, you know, it's just so much BS going on, you know, going on. So let that man rest in peace.
Yeah, I agree
with
you.
That's all I have to say.
I agree with you. I just my thing is that I just hate because even if, you know, whatever was happening while he was alive, that it's all coming out now. And a lot of people, they didn't bother him that much when he was alive. You know, nobody was bothering Michael, but you knew that he was, like, the best. So, and plus, yeah. And the kids, leave those damn kids alone. Don't bother
yeah,
those children.
Like,
you
exactly.
don't want them
those
to, you
and
they got to
like,
hear all of this.
Exactly. And it's not like those kids did anything wrong to anybody.
Yeah.
Or it's not like Michael did anything wrong to those kids other than love them. So, I mean, just let that man rest in peace, let his family be, and, yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody's just trying to monopoly off of his death, monopoly off the, you know, trying to find out who the children's father is. I mean, Michael is their dad, so they need to keep it that way. That's the way they have
exactly.
They're used to it, so just leave it alone. I mean,
exactly.
And I wish they'd go ahead on and bury him. I don't like that. I mean,
they
no, they've James like that for a long time.
Well,
James, no. I can't. James is buried. In his daughter's backyard in Augusta, yeah, Georgia.
Right.
Lord. Okay, here's the thing, Brian and Timothy. I mean, my mom, she's not with me anymore. You know, a lot of people know that my mom, she's not with me. But Mama gonna have to go to the cemetery.
Right.
Mama already know, you know. I mean, that's not gonna happen. But James is actually, he's buried in the back of his daughter's yard in Augusta, here in Augusta, Georgia. Well, I'm in Augusta now, Brian, because I just got off of work. So here in Augusta, Georgia, that's where he's there. Ever.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, so I think they just need to go ahead on and bury Michael.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely need to do that. But I don't know, man. Like, they just need to leave Mike alone, man. Leave Mike alone.
Brian, I'm not going to keep you no longer, man. You want to give your shout-outs and everything, man?
Yeah, man, shout out to the rest of the members of Day 26, man. Those are my brothers, my partners in crime. They are who I go to war with. Shout out to Star Trek Management, of course. If anybody's trying to book day 26, y'all can book it at, well, just go to booking day 26 at StarTrekManagement.com. Shout out to the whole Ambassador Wave Entertainment family. That's my record company. Cash and Associates coming soon. They got two singles dropping, one featuring myself called I'll Hustle, and another by the name of None of Your Business. So y'all should keep your ears open and your eyes open as well to hear the new single from Cash and Associates. Video coming soon. We're shooting a video in about 3 weeks. So, yeah.
Give the website out too, man. Day 20, your website as well.
Definitely. You can find everything that's going on with Day 26. You can go to Day 26 online or you can go to badboyonline.com. You can also find out more about my label if you go to myspace.com/ AWE Music 02. Again, that's AWE Music 02. Yeah. About it.
Okay. Brian, you know, you're my favorite cousin. I appreciate you, you know, enjoy having you. But before I do that, Mr. B, you got one last word for Brian?
No, hey, thank you so much for spending your time talking.
Okay. Thank you all so much. Thank you all so much. God bless you. And forever in your eyes in stores right now. Available on iTunes right now. And forever in a day in stores right now. If you don't got to go get it, and if you got it, go get it again.
Brian?
Yes, sir.
Brian, thank you for coming on the show, man. I appreciate you. You know, if you need me, call me, man. If you need to borrow money, man, you need help with your car payments, man.
That man don't need to borrow no money from you.
All right, man. Y'all be blessed, all right?
Okay,
you too,
bye-bye.
Man.
All right, God bless.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Bad boy.
Bad
no brainer right here. Day 26.
Day 26.
We just right here, come on. All the ladies gonna rest his ass slow.
Young Jock.
Please believe.
Let's go.
Yeah. Hey. Throw them deuces up and add a six on it. The homie Young J.O.C. about to spit on it. Yeah.
All right. Come on. Hey, yo. This bad boy. Day 26. Jock. They call me Diddy. Let's go.
Hey, I go deeper than Had it bad enough. Tell your man you had enough. Till it's pack it up. He's too busy acting tough, and they ain't wanna patch it up. Here's a TIP for you. I give her what she asking for. Live her life to master, bro. Feel it all in her back and stuff. Stretch it like it lasted, man. How the hell did you pass it up? Now she in rehab, addicted to my one-eyed monster. Poke that nigga like Riri and call it acupuncture.
We wanna win the club, looking like it's painted on. I can tell that she ain't got any panties on. But baby, that's the way that I like it, yeah. And I know she's from the hood. The way she drop it so hard. Booty bumping like the sounds in my car. She should let me take it up a notch. Get her off the block. Take her to my car and it's on. The ways I'ma get it tonight. I'ma put her on my face, let her do a thing.
Who said that I'm supposed to love you the way they want me to? How they gon' tell me that I'm wrong, like they making the rules? Girl, I don't need no love commandments, I know how to love you. Cause loving you ain't that hard. All I gotta do is kiss you in the morning and hold.
Shout out to Day 26 for coming on the show today. Make sure you look that album Forever in Your Eyes, which is in stores now and available here on iTunes. Make sure you go pick up your copy. I'm going to let up this song, continue with the, actually the last song. It's called Deborah Cox song with Sentimental.
So you say, somehow I know it's not quite that way. It's getting pretty late, and you haven't checked on me all day. When I called, you didn't answer. Now I'm feeling like you're ignoring me.
Breaking.